do we use the word epidemic? Because over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about cheating in exams at universities, at schools. You talk about the hothouse atmosphere for kids in years 5 and 6 who are trying to get into some of the selective high schools around Sydney. Yesterday, we had a story that there is an epidemic of cheating at the high school level, where kids are, particularly in advanced English, they're just learning assignments and essays. They're being manufactured for them by these essay factories, and they're learning them off by heart, and then they're just going into the exam and just regurgitating them.
Yeah, well, we know by some of these essay factories in Chatswood and other inner suburbs of Sydney are actually hiring. I'm going on a hiring spree at the moment where they're picking up an extra 200 staff all up to sort of cope with the huge increase in demand from students doing HSC right now.
And half of your HSC, of course, is your work within the school. And so some of those are assignments that you do. And today the Teachers Federation is saying that there ought to be an end to HSC assignments being taken home.
Yeah. So they're saying what they should be doing is all those assignments previously they've had to go home and do on weekends and at nights, they should be doing them in the classroom under the supervision of a teacher, and then they can make sure that they're actually the ones who are doing it. And it's not such a bad idea. And just let them study and revise at home.
If you're a parent who's done or helped your son or daughter do an assignment, particularly for the HSC, and you're prepared to put yourself into the cone of truth and give us a call. 13 13 32 is the number. Murray Mulheron is the president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Murray, thanks for joining us. You talk about how a corrupt industry has grown up around HSC, how cheating is becoming almost endemic. This is a plan that you think can get around that?
Yes, I'm not sure if it is endemic. It's certainly in some wealthy areas of the state it is. And if we wanted to protect the HSC credential, because it is actually a world-class credential, and we need to protect its integrity. So what I'm suggesting is that we've got to kill off the industry. And one sure way of doing it is making sure that those key take-home essays, rather than being written at home, why not write them at class, in class, in front of the teacher? In other words, do the research, do your planning, think of the kind of things you want to write about, but you get the question cold in class, and you then produce your piece of work and you hand it in at the end of the lesson. So the notion of a prepared answer really then gets killed off pretty quickly.
Would it really stop, though, that these kids, and we're seeing examples all around the state in advanced English and other subjects where someone is writing an essay for them? They're learning it by rote, and then they just simply go into the classroom and regurgitate it during an exam process.
Well, it'd kill it off if they didn't know what the question was, because the people couldn't prepare it. I mean, you might say, let's say it's the causes of World War One. Well, there's hundreds of thousands of essays online that you can buy, and university students are doing it as well. You can buy it, but if you don't know the actual specific question, you know, it might be a question regarding England and World War One. It might be a question regarding the causes of World War One from a German point of view. So if you don't know the actual question, then you can do the research, and as much as you go into HSC exam, not quite sure what the question will be.
Murray, is cheating more widespread these days than it was 30, 40 years ago?
Look, I think the digital age has made it easier. Absolutely. I think teachers, to be fair to teachers, they've always been on the lookout for plagiarism. And teachers spot a lot of plagiarism. I mean, you know your kids that well. I've taught the HSC for 30-odd years. I was a marker of the HSC. In fact, I was a supervisor of the HSC marking. You can tell a prepared answer a lot of the time. But, of course, when you get to the very top echelons of the cohort, then it is more difficult. And it is more difficult if you've given those students the time to take it home. I think, really, we can kill it off pretty quickly if we just use more creative ways of getting students to do their assignments.
One of the areas that hasn't really been scrutinised that well, it's been a huge growth industry, and it's worth $3 billion a year now, is the tutoring industry.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these tutors are writing a lot of the work for these students and then sending them off, and they just sort of, as we said, regurgitate that work.
And what happens is that there is a huge dropout rate at university for those students. Mm. Indeed, Barbara Preston has done some research that showed that the students who go to elite private schools, where a lot of preparation occurs, are often the cohort that drop out in university, and some of the most successful students are those who go to local comprehensive high schools, because they get a more fundamental basis of preparation.
So you're more likely to find cheats in private schools than public schools?
I think you're more likely to find it where parents put an unrealistic expectation on their children and want to get an advantage over other people. Let me put it that way.
Mm. But they do get exposed once they get to uni.
Absolutely. And I think our concern is that the HSC is now recognised as a world-class credential, exit credential from school, and we've got to protect it. We don't want it replaced. We don't want university entrance exams. We want that HSC, which is developed from the actual work that students are taught. The HSC is prepared by teachers. It comes from, and we've got very rigorous syllabuses in New South Wales. We need to protect that HSC. And if that means killing off the industry, then we've got to pull out all stops to do it.
All right. Good luck with it, Murray. Thank you.
Thank you.